Carmichael, who takes it across, he's got a goal. Took ahead of midfield, 45 minutes.
Well, yeah, the Eagles and the Lions, kind of similar to Tampa Bay in that not division foes, but always good games, always kind of goofy games. There was always some weird back and forth, whether it was trash talk or whatever. And then you get to the playoffs in 1995, and Lomas Brown, of all people, decides he's going to chirp. We're winning this game. The Eagles aren't worthy, et cetera, et cetera.
Lomas Brown makes the guarantee. Wayne Fonts, Detroit Lions head coach, going to come into Philadelphia with this team with Scott Mitchell, a quarterback, playing against Ray Rhodes coached football team, and the Eagles with Rodney Peet just light it up.
Back goes Peet. He loads up. He is floating it deep down the far side of the field. For a touchdown by Rob Carpenter!
They crushed him. Actually, I thought they would. The Detroit Lions were not good outside the dome.
It was the most exciting performance I've ever seen in person by one quarterback in front of the home faithful at Veterans Stadium. The place was rocking and rolling, and people had vengeance in their heart right up to the 700 level. They wanted Detroit to pay, and pay big, and they certainly did.
I like that Lomas cheer.
The Eagles took them apart, and that really was the highlight of the Ray Rhodes era. You know, Ricky Waters running wild, but the Eagles were just a team on a mission that day, and I think there was a lot of incentive. Look, you don't need a ton for a playoff game, but Lomas Brown helped, certainly.
This was the 75th anniversary of the NFL, so every team that season was to introduce some sort of throwback uniform to commemorate this this anniversary of the league. And so the Eagles chose that year to go back to their original uniform from the 1930s, which was a yellow and blue combination, which really is a representation of not just the Eagles' first uniform, but the flag of Philadelphia.
Powder blue and yellow.
The powder blue in the uniform match the powder blue sky.
I mean, there can be various opinions on the uniform, good, bad, or indifferent, but I think anybody that remembers that uniform thinks about that game. And that was a game when just about everything went right for the home team.
They went up and down the field against the Detroit Lions. Kevin Curtis, is that his name?
He had a career day against the Detroit Lions, and he was in that yellow and powder blue throwback uniform that quickly disappeared and never reappeared.
Kevin Curtis had the time of his life. I think he had three touchdowns in that game. And even with those ugly uniforms, they looked great going up and down the field against the Detroit Lions.